deal with local and provincial issues here, and we help resolve it, this parliament might be flooded with such petitions, especially at provincial departments. We all agree in the Eastern Cape, for example, it's collapsed, especially as provincial government actually collapsed in terms of certain functions. The more petitions will be sent to us, and it's just a question for you to check with the Speaker's office that the implications of us resolving provincially based issues, what the knock-on effect would be on our work. Thank you.
And we'll just look at the report, and in this meeting we are going to approve the report and send it through to Parliament to be put into the ICT. Let's look, I'm sure everyone read it. Let's look at the very first page. On the very first page, it's just the introduction on the visit. Did everyone read through that page? It starts there with the multi-party delegation of the portfolio committee. Is everyone satisfied with that page?
Yes.
If there are corrections, just make it, please.
And then
also, if the content is correct, everyone knows who went to the Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Page number one. Fine. I just finished on the first page. Let's look at the second page, because there we have the delegation and then our engagement at the
comes from the first page, agreed that the committees joined the provincial committees in the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, agreed that the committees joined, like they agreed.
Page two.
Are we there or page two?
Now we're on page three. Let's go back to page three. Is it there that the delegation was warmly welcomed? Where are you looking?
It's like I'm not sure whether we're being informed that the committees did join the provincial committee. Was it an agreement that you must join? Because the joined confused me. Joined. Like in the first step. Okay, let's leave it for my English lesson.
So, you want to pick here? Where is it?
On page 2.
Page 2 on top.
Yeah, you see. The sentence. In an effort to accommodate our delegation, it was agreed that the committees joined.
Join.
Maybe join will be more. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Just grammatically, if I may, it would be agreed that the committees would join.
Thank you. Then it makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. you are correct, honourable member. If you feel there's something wrong with a sentence, just say it, and that changes, because this is the education for COVID committee, and our grammar cannot be wrong. Our language cannot be wrong. Page 3.
This, they're very small points. There's inconsistent use of punctuation, just full stops. Under for example, 4.2.4, there's no full stop at the end. It's a very small point.
Yes, I
can see
it, yeah.
Page 3.
There's no page legislature and even the officials from the National Department of Basic Education as to respond to the stakeholder.
My comment is, Chair, 5.2.13.
Yeah.
Learner support materials go into lowercase as well.
You don't put it, is it not? Oh, I can see now.
Further point, the Chair, under 5.2.13, I would suggest the sentence reads as follows. Although some schools had received learner support materials, many were still waiting for their delivery. Delete there was and then that.
Chair, I was just checking to the Home Committee that if we write such a report, I'm genuine about this, I really need the assistance. Like, this is what the committee find out when the committee was in the Eastern Cape. When we write a report, do we write the whole report to be the tense that you're using, should it be the past tense, or we say the roads are not in order, the furniture that is being given is, or we are saying it was as we find it? I don't know whether I'm making myself clear. I don't know, Honourable Members, whether you understand my question. That's to say, as we are reading this report, we are saying there was insufficient teaching staff and clerks, educators were sometimes performing, or I say as we got the educators, because we wrote it on that day, they are sometimes performing administratively. I'm just checking on the tense, which one is correct, really? How should we write our reports when it comes to tenses?
Can I just say something? When it comes to newspaper reports, you'll always notice that at heading, the headline is in present tense. But you go through the report, you see it's in past tense. And I think it's acceptable for us to write it in past.
Yeah, to confirm, perhaps we follow the Shakespearean, yes, I came, I saw, and I conquered.
I don't want to repeat the point because the secretary can simply take care of it.
Yes.
But you'll see through the text here is uppercase, use of uppercase where it shouldn't be used.
Yeah.
No, that's fine, but this is wonderful Afrikaans word, powerful sort. Yes. And instead of us repeating it every time, we will just entrust you to take care of it.
No, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Libraries
and
laboratories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But chairperson through you, we can have one library for the whole area, because libraries are very expensive, so that we can have a library where schools will go, not necessarily libraries, like they have to be many, unless if there is something that I'm missing, it's correct sometimes to have a library for a particular area, and many schools go to that particular library.
I think
there's
also PNC.
Yeah.
They have libraries.
Yes, I think
library.
Oh. They were collected.
Okay.
You see, for us to decide one library for PNC schools, but that's the way the community is speaking. Further question? Yes, I'm in Bar. Do you check me?
No, I'm covered.
I'm from Bali.
You might want to just use a different word that transpired during the meeting and just say the school appeared to be on the list of schools that needed renovation.
Just give us the number.
So it's 641.
Yes.
And then it's the second sentence.
Yeah, it's
you could leave out it transpired and just put the school appeared to be on the list of schools that needed renovation. You could put a but with a
yes.
Roofing with a.
Anything else? Can we turn up that page?
I'm quite sure.
The next page. A start in sometimes and go through engagement at meeting community. Yeah, private school and responses to the challenges. Because we don't need consistency with that word. I want page 9. I want you to read through the recommendations carefully here and see whether you are agreeing with it. Because now this is a big story. Probably page, read through page 9 and 10. And then once you read through, leave appreciation out. Reach out there, the committee respects that department. Well, this is not important.
Yes, they are part of the report.
the phrasing, if I read it, perhaps you need to give it to, but if you read it, the Department of Investigate Question should submit time frames to the committees of a strategy to eradicate mass schools, to enable them to conduct oversight effectively. You know, to enable them, immediately we are referring to mass schools, to enable them to conduct oversight effectively, you see. So it just is a matter of
phrases.
Where is James?
Chairman, on then, on person on 9.1.2, the reason why we're asking for the submission of time frames is all wrong. We want time frames because we want the mass schools to be replaced, not to make our work easier. So I think that it should say that the Department of Education should have a time frame for the committees, to the committees, of a strategy to eradicate mass schools full stop. There's 9 point, I'm going to ask if we go back to 9.1.1. You never write a recommendation in the past tense. You always write in the present tense. So it's very easy.
It's just few recommendations.
Okay.
We think that
are
more done.
Yeah.
Would it be a good idea for us to put it on place on record that I've handed to you the petition from the Equity Education so that...
You're going to vote now.
Oh, okay.
Not now. We vote on the report now.
Okay, not
and that petition is not part of the report. Then the committee's question is to submit in writing an update on progress in respect of all recommendations made within 10 days. Satisfied?
From that date.
Then on this day,
from
the day it's 80 kilo up. Should we put in anything within 10 days? On the department. Of the department receiving the report.
I don't know whether it's this committee or the previous one where the speaker ruled that committees can't give sort of what is an ultimatum to the department to do certain things by certain dates. I don't know whether it's this committee or the previous, I don't know.
Can I just say something?
Let us just defend ourselves. The reason why we're putting down that the department should give us an update in 10 days. So that if the department feels they can't do this, then they have to at least come to the committee to say, this recommendation we can follow up, but this one we can't do, then they have to give good reasons. Then perhaps we can tell them, if it's something very serious, can't you put it into your next financial year? Because they can review their strategic plan.
I've just got an immediate new understanding. I will throw what I said earlier.
All right. Yeah. Can I just say something? It's just like the two of you speak. It's just like I feel, you know, we shouldn't just give things and the department sit back. Then it means we are keyless. Yeah. All right. Honorable Mishwana, and then we're going to Hanaho. And then we're going. You know, I sit at night.
I'm checking if these 10 days have not expired since that day. Yeah, just because it's like you went there on the 26th, right? And that's when it was agreed, not today that we're reading it. From which day? That's what I was trying to check.
No.
That we will like check if it's done already.
Now we say of the department receiving. That is this report.
Oh,
because look at this report is still in draft form. It has to be signed. Yeah, and it has to be tabled. And then we send it through to the department. Honorable Dudley first.
I was going to say it would help if we then just said request the department to respond within 10 days. That would just the wording then soften the slack.
Yeah. The next. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to check that the department will be responding in writing. And then what is going to happen? After responding in writing, they will be coming here for questions. That's what I just want to get clear.
All right. The next person, Uncle Member. And I was done.
Me. Mine is just a general thing that actually doesn't come into the report. I don't know if you will give us an opportunity just to express, you know, our feelings about the whole oversight issue. It is important.
All right, fine. Can I just say something? When it comes to this report, when the department gives us a reply in writing, and then we have to ask the department to come, please explain. Because the department can tell us, look, we're not going to do that. And we need to have them here, that because we oversight them. That we can hear from them why they can't do it. So it's very important. The report accepted? Is this report accepted by the whole committee? Who moved the report with corrections? Honorable Dudley, thickness quite a number. Oh, let us look at the people on the trip. Yes, and second it? Hanyaho, yeah. Is the sentence correct? And then, all right, and this report, I would like to tell the honorable members, is a joint report. We send the report through to NCOP, and they agreed with this report. They said that there are no further amendments or additions to put on this report. There were just slight changes where we started grouping our findings and recommendations under, you know, each, you know, that headings we have there, National, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. That was the only difference. Thanks, members, for that report. And I think there was a request that we'd like to ask people just to come, honourable members, to comment on the report. I think we're going to do the ANC last, né, Honourable Sheila? We're going to do you last to comment on this report. We're starting with UDM. I'll call him now on...
Okay. Yeah, actually, I just want to comment on the arrangement. Not really the report, but on the arrangement of the district. That it really put us under pressure. But in future, perhaps, I know it was not a short notice, but for us to go to two provinces in the manner in which we did was really too much for us. To be sleeping at 12 o'clock, you know, the traveling arrangements really, we just feel something should really be done in future to avoid, you know, a similar, you know, arrangement. For us, it was too much. But that's all I can say. If other people feel it is, it's fine, it's okay. But personally, I feel it was too much in terms of traveling and trying to do too many things in a very short space of time. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I believe very strongly, as my colleague does, that visits like this is very important, and simply to say that we very strongly that we could not accompany you.
Yeah, just to say, I unfortunately was otherwise occupied. I would have loved to have been there.
Yes, I do send in my apologies. I was busy with other matters of state.
I'll just have two issues. But I think the first one is true. There is something that we need to do. I'm not now necessarily referring to particularly the Committee of Education. But I think the role of oversight that plays the committee in some of the provinces or in all the provinces, I think somehow it must be able to be integrated to the APP of each department, because I would imagine if people that we go to, who we go to, and we meet when we are on oversight, if they could be able to know that issues that we bring out from those sessions, we can't process them to departments, and departments are from the city those issues, they can't do anything because they won't tell us that they've already made their budget for a particular financial year. And as a result, what we honourable members have taken from those people from the constituencies, they are not going to be fettered anyway. I think it's a serious issue that must be changed. And I think if it's not addressed, we must be able, as honourable members, to take serious consideration of the fact that it undermines the responsibilities that we are entrusted with of doing oversight and ensuring that we bring issues that are at a grassroots level to be factored into the national program of government entirely. But the last one, I think, Chair, in agreeing with Honourable Kanyako, I think more especially in how we went to the provinces, even though I'm sure the committee the committee knows that it's almost all of us as one member here. I don't remember, when I think of my colleagues, I don't remember any of my colleagues who is ever difficult if we are to go on any trip. We are all, we get to be flexible and always ready to do the work of the committee, which I think is appreciated of us. But I think, Chair, for us to have flown to Durban, yet we're going to study in Eastern Cape, was rather upside down for me, honestly. I mean, I imagine the situation where if we would have gone to East London, drove to Mthatha, sleeping in Mthatha, we would have been in Gamangulu. The latest would have been 10, the latest. But it was so difficult to have arrived in such conditions, and then you have to fly long hours, and you know, roads in Eastern Cape, as we know them, some of us, are not as young as they are. And I think, even though it's not anyone's fault from this committee per se, but I think it's issues that we need to move into going forward. But I must say, more especially in Eastern Cape and KZN, we were highly appreciated as a committee, and the intervention that was made by us, I think, as far as getting to understand issues on the ground, I mean, really was of high importance to our committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'll just start on the very lighter note. I'm just reminded by Honorable Mda as she is speaking. I think everybody is a good person. I was just checking yesterday. I see this Honorable Mda has been withdrawn from this committee. If ever she can update us on that. But it was on a very lighter note on that one, because we can even do it for her to come back here. Okay, Chairperson, maybe firstly, let me comment again on what the honourable members have commented on the whole planning of our trip, our oversight trip. I think all the honourables that have spoken, we hope our team have acknowledged what we have said, because we even said on the day the whole issue of planning the trip. But other than that, Chairperson, I also felt that the trip was good. It was very much effective, and the spirit that we shown, we should always keep that spirit whenever we are out. We portrayed teamwork in all the aspects that we could on that day. Secondly, Chair, maybe we won't even discuss it here, as to say when we go out to these oversight, the trips that we go, we need to explain sometimes to the committee as to say, sometimes we are being regulated by the parliament as to say how many people should go to the oversight, like the oversight trip that we went to, where we all wish that everybody could go, but due to financial constraints that we have, we are being limited in such a way that not everybody in the committee will go, but maybe next time we need to explain such things before we even leave, so that everybody can be comfortable in knowing that the whole committee cannot go to all the oversight visit trips that we have, but due to the regulations that we have. But again, Chairperson, when we look at the report, I think, Chair, there are specific things which we find out when we're in our trip, in our oversight, as to say there are things that we need to channel them to their respective place where they can be attended to. Like looking at the report, there are paragraphs that talk directly to higher education and training, mm-hmm. of which I feel for us to be effective whenever we go out, we take whatever challenge, whatever thing that is supposed to go to the respective place to do that. So I think it would be wise for us again, maybe when, because this was a draft, to take whatever that was needed to go to the higher education. You can go and present it as a chair that in our findings this is what wanted your attention, so that our oversight can be complete, not only that we only focus to what is concerning us as basic education. Otherwise, Chairperson, really, I think we had a very wonderful trip. If ever we can continue like that, we'll always be effective as this portfolio committee. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to pass a very short remark. You are correct, Honourable Gina, the trip was good. And you can see with what is happening at the moment, you know, what influence we had on what is happening within the province. You know, when it comes to what the President said in his response to everything that was spoken to in Parliament. We're just going to do our last report with it. as just the committee, look at the committee minutes of last week's meeting, the 8th of February. Yes?
On the report. Once the report is tabled, as a committee, are we deciding that all the chair will, are we going to debate it at all?
I think on that one we'll have to come back to you.
Okay.
Let us come back to you. Because it will go through and then I'll find out, the secretary have to find out from the chair of chairs whether we should debate to it.
Oh, and second is connected to that. I don't know procedurally. In view of what Honourable James has, in view of what Honourable James has referred to as the system near collapse, and also in view of what the president said, how feasible to call for an urgent debate in the House on the Eastern Cape situation by this committee?
Yeah.
What is the process? I don't know. Perhaps we'll come back to it.
I think what very important, but I'll ask the work to go into it. And they will come back. Yes, Aunt Linda?
Thanks, Chair. I wonder if it's possible also that we could interact with the chairperson of the Eastern Cape and the Portfolio Committee. Remember, we had said that on issues that are on the report, that we would request that we get a briefing as into how far are they in as far as our, by the time we're there. I don't think there has been, even though I don't know what may be the development, I think it's still proper that we get to invite the department and even if it's us, maybe we are going to them in Bishop. But it's important that we go and understand what is happening in as far as the issues that we touched on when we're there.
And
Chairperson,
yes, I think it will be important for us to debate on the issue of Eastern Cape. But then maybe we even need, as Honourable Mdai is coming up, we need to interact with the chairperson as we have discussed. And also we all know the interventions that have been taken down to Eastern Cape. The minister, whilst we were in the Eastern Cape, the minister was there. She even came up with the thing saying that there will be a team that is intervening in the Eastern Cape, and even the president has announced on that one that we'll need an urgent report from the team that is in the Eastern Cape. Maybe we should await even those the report, but at the end, really, I would agree that it does warrant the debate around the issues of the Eastern Cape, because maybe some of them, they don't even end up with the Eastern Cape. It can even be general throughout the province, but if ever we can get all those reports, definitely we'll have something that we can debate on. We'll try to see if ever to get a space to do that.
No, I'm satisfied, even though I'm aware that each member reserves the right to write to the speaker and call for an urgent discussion, but I'm with you. I'll wait the process. Yeah.
I think I'm happy that the committee is proactive, because it's very important for us to be proactive, because, you know, as I'm sitting here, I thought we need to write a letter to the department to find out what processes did they put into place. And then I'll give the WIP, you know, the other things that the WIP have to do, and I'll speak in Parliament this afternoon to her. Because I think we need to do something urgently. And I'd like to thank the committee, because I'm sure if, I'm not going to give you a chance, I'm sure if we didn't go to the Eastern Cape, you know, to look at these matters, it would not be, you know, it would not pan out the way it was panning out now. You know, where the president said there is a great need, you know, to help assist the Eastern Cape in what is happening at the moment. I think let us go to our minutes quickly, people. Let us get our minutes. Let's look at the first page of the minutes. The first page of the minutes, agreed. All right, I'm signing. Second page of the minutes, Department of Basic Education. I would like the Honourable Mdai to leave it. The third page. All right. The fourth page. Yes.
the input by myself.
Yes, Mr. Smiles.
The content advisor, I think he, there is a sort of a misrepresentation of what I said in the first paragraph.
Yeah, and I'll say
I raised on a matter of public importance to bring the committee's attention to the non-appointment of temporary teachers in the Eastern Cape. That was the point that I raised.
Yeah.
I used the career content as an example, as a case in point. So I think that must be as part. The rest can remain like that.
All right. Then we'll just await you. We'll await you.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you.
Let's look at page 5. So who moves acceptance? All right, fine. That's settled now. Before we go any further, before I allow the whip to speak, I would like to, before the Honourable Mzaa leaves, we have noticed that she has been redeployed to another committee, and I would like to thank you, Honourable Mzaa, for the input, you know, you always gave into this committee. And I hope the person that's going to come to this committee will be a youth to someone that's very youthful, that we know exactly what is happening where the youth is concerned. No, you don't worry. Don't worry. We're speaking about her age group. We're speaking about COPE. We're not speaking about you. All right, you may leave, Honourable Mzaa. I think, will someone just thank you for being in this committee? And wish you farewell, quick. Who wants to do it?
Oh, I liked her. And really, on a serious note, she has been a very cooperative member and contributing and incisive as well. I wish her well, wherever she has been deployed to. Thank you very much.
When I came to join the committee, when I came in as a member of parliament, you know, I've been amongst a team of people who are so, embracing the task of us having been given to deal with education, which is the key and the core of the fundamental issues that our parliament is dealing with. And I want to regard myself as one of the because the committee has been, wisdom of the old, the middle age, the young, but it's people who are having experience from a lot of, diverse angles, and I think I've learned a lot. I'm missing you already.
Thank you.
I think
before we close the meeting, Honorable Gina, all right, I think there's no further business. And we will be meeting each other next week and on Tuesday. The only invitation we have at the moment is this, we have to go now. The Minister of Basic Education is inviting us at time 1300 hours to room GH41 in the Good Old Building at 1 o'clock.
Today.
Yes, it's today. The 22nd, it's today. I think we received this invitation last week. It's just as the launch of, could invite you to the launch of the European Union Commission's Primary Education Sector Policy Support Programme. It's an agreement between South Africa and the European Union, and I think the minister wants to speak to it, and then there will be some signing to be done. Yes, I'm sure. And then something else, people? The venue is GH41. I think what will be important is there's a possibility that I'll be a bit late. Because I have to go to a meeting.